Praise the Lord. Message number 31. The title of the message, Brief Description of the Holy Spirit Work in the Life of the Believers, Part 2. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time and we bless your holy name. Thank you for this opportunity that you give us to come and share your word and hear your word, O God, and be blessed by you, Lord. We do pray that the message will be a great help to each and every one of us and to everyone who listen, O God. We do pray that the message will bring revival in the life of your people and more disciples get filled with the Holy Spirit and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and they will serve you, Lord, wholeheartedly and more effectively, O God. And Lord, we do pray that the message will be clear, O God, and questions will be answered, O Lord, and things that is not clear before in the mind of your people will be clarified through your word. Enable me, Lord, and anoint my lips. Let the message bring you glory and honor. I pray in the name of Jesus. Take the message with the Holy Spirit and make it reach those who are waiting, O God, to hear your word. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. If the believer proved to be faithful to the Lord and to the seal of the Holy Spirit that he received upon his conversion by reproducing the fruit of the Holy Spirit and got sanctified and was willing to be led with the Holy Spirit, then he is qualified to receive more blessings of God. And that blessing is what is called, according to the Bible, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The work of the Holy Spirit in your life will continue until you are filled with the Holy Spirit. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 4 and 5, when Jesus met his disciples after his resurrection, he promised them the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. It says, on one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. The term baptized with the Holy Spirit is equal to the term to be filled with the Holy Spirit. When you are baptized with the Holy Spirit, you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you are immersed in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is overflowing from you to the surrounding. To be baptized with the Holy Spirit, we can symbolize that with the following. For example, we consider the believer is a cup and the Holy Spirit is water. Then the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer at this stage is like to fill the cup with water and allow the water to overflow out of the cup and fall in the surroundings. The value of the baptism with the Holy Spirit to the believer have two main dimensions. The first dimension is to receive power. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, the Lord said to the disciple, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. The Holy Spirit is God, and to be filled with the Holy Spirit means God is in you and you have the power of God to do the work of God. The disciples, before they were baptized with the Holy Spirit, truly they were living in obedience to God and to the scripture, but they could not face the world and the persecution that was raging against them. They were hiding and secluded in closed doors because they did not yet have the power to face that. Those who are living in full obedience, we call them fully committed to the Lord, but still they need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. If you are fully obedient to the Lord, you are fully committed your life to God. But that is not enough. You need to go forward to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that you will have the power to be an effective witness for Christ, to face the world with the right message, to have boldness to go outside and speak about Christ and live your life in holiness, facing and challenging all the world and the people around you. The value of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Second point is to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit will enable you to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are the following: message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of faith, healing, miracle as power, gifts of prophecy, distinguishing between spirit, speaking in different kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues, serving, teaching, exhorting, giving and sharing, governing, leading, administration, showing mercy, and also the fivefold gift of ministry within the church that give pastors, teachers, apostles, prophets, and evangelists. These all gifts we can read in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 to 11, and Romans chapter 12, verse 3 to 8, and Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. These are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It will enable the church. It will enable you to serve God not by the talents, but by the gifts of the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 14, verse 12, the Lord says, I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than this, because I am going to the Father. You will be able to do the same work of Jesus when you will receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So no more you are working, but God is working through you. Therefore, endeavor to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Live a life of obedience, because God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey Him. In Acts chapter 5, verse 32, the Word of God says, we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey Him. Earnestly therefore, plead and ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. According to Luke 11, verse 13, Jesus say, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? God is gracious to us. God wants to fill us with the Holy Spirit. God wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit. God wants to give you His power. God wants you to have the gifts of the Holy Spirit so that you function for the glory of God. When the day of Pentecost came, the disciples were all filled with the Holy Spirit. and they started to speak in new tongues, as we can read that in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. The first manifestation of the Holy Spirit, baptism, or the filling of the Holy Spirit, is speaking in tongues, and that should be spontaneous because that initiated by God. Speaking in tongues should be spontaneous. We should not teach the disciple to speak and to imitate what we are saying. That is fixed one. God should be the one to initiate the speaking in tongue in the life of the disciple as he filled them with the Holy Spirit. The disciple, after they received the Holy Spirit baptism, they were so powerful and dynamic, and they were able to go out with a big thrust to the society around them and combat them with the gospel of Christ, with a convincing message, with miracles, signs and wonders done by the Holy Spirit whom they were filled with. The same for you. As you are going to receive the Holy Spirit baptism, that Holy Spirit baptism will give you boldness and the courage and the power and the gift to go outside and to convince the crowd with a convincing message that the Holy Spirit will put in your tongue, with miracles and signs and wonders that the Holy Spirit will do through you in the life of the people around you. The Bible stated in Acts chapter 5, verse 12 to 16, the following about the work of the Holy Spirit through the life of the apostles. Acts chapter 5, verse 12 to 16 say, the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade. No one else dared join them, even though they were highly regarded by the people. Nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number. As a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on. Crowds gathered also from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those tormented by evil spirit, and all of them were healed. The people brought the sick into the street and laid them on beds and mats because they wanted the shadow of Peter might fall on some of them as he passed by. It is not the shadow of Peter brought the healing, but the overflowing of the Holy Spirit in his life that came upon Peter after his Holy Spirit baptism. As he got baptized with the Holy Spirit, he was immersed in the Holy Spirit, he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit was overflowing from him, so that as he was moving, the Holy Spirit was overflowing. Those who were nearby and who were sick, they got healed because the Holy Spirit fall on them and touch them and heal them. That is the value of the Holy Spirit baptism. The Holy Spirit baptism is important for us as a church to serve the Lord, to go outside and to preach the gospel and do the work and the will of God. You can receive the Holy Spirit baptism while you are alone, involved in personal prayer and devotion. Even now, as you hear the message, the Holy Spirit baptism may fall on you, or you can receive the Holy Spirit baptism while you are in worship service, or in a prayer meeting, or even now as you are listening to the message, you can receive the Holy Spirit baptism. In Acts chapter 10, verse 44 to 46, the Word of God says, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who hear the message. Peter was in Cornelius' house and he was preaching the message. While he was preaching the message, the Holy Spirit came on all who hear the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they hear them speaking in tongues and praising God. Also, the Holy Spirit can fall and you can receive the Holy Spirit baptism upon laying on of hands of those who are baptized with the Holy Spirit. We can read in Acts chapter 8, when the church in Jerusalem heard about the conversion of Samaria, they sent Peter and John. When they went there, they prayed for them and they placed their hand on them, for they were not yet receiving the Holy Spirit. Acts 8:17 says, then Peter and John placed their hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. They have not yet received the Holy Spirit, but after they pray and they lay hand on them, they receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you can receive it, and people can receive it who are not yet baptized. When somebody who is baptized with the Holy Spirit lay his hand on them, or lay her hand on them, it is not man who is going to baptize with the Holy Spirit, but God will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 19, the same had happened in Ephesus when Paul met the disciples who have not yet heard about the Holy Spirit. They were baptized in water according to John baptism. Therefore, Paul, he need to baptize them again with water, and then he lay hand on them. When Paul placed his hand on them, according to Acts chapter 19, verse 6, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Also, in link to the laying on of hands and receiving the Holy Spirit baptism, we can read that in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14, what Paul said to Timothy, do not neglect your gift, which was given you through a prophetic message, when the body of elders laid their hands on you. And also in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6, for this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. He's telling him, don't neglect what you have received from gift of the Holy Spirit. You have received that gift when the elders lay their hands on you, when myself laid hand on you. So what he's telling them, what he's telling him, don't neglect it, but use it for God's glory. So as you receive the Holy Spirit baptism through the laying of the hands, you have received also the gift of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, you use that for the glory of God. Now here we want to mention very important things. After receiving the Holy Spirit baptism, the believer will function for God with the power and with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That we explain. But in certain occasions, after the Holy Spirit baptism, and due to different reasons, the believer, when he passes through pressurizing situations, in trials, and in hardship, he is like compressed or oppressed. So in order for him to rise again and overcome, he needs to be refilled again to overflowing, so that he can face the new coming event. He had already been baptized with the Holy Spirit. When he is compressed by trials, the Bible describes situation when the apostles who are baptized with the Holy Spirit, they get again filled with the Holy Spirit upon facing certain pressurizing situation. That does not mean that they get baptized again with the Holy Spirit. No. Baptism of the Holy Spirit is once, but the refilling is repeated as it is needed. The first example is when Peter replied to the Jewish authority who questioned the apostle about the healing of the crippled man. We know that Peter healed the crippled man. He told him, silver and gold I don't have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise and walk. In Acts chapter 4 verse 5-13, the Jews were furious against him because that was an outstanding miracle, and they were full of jealous and full of anger against the apostle. They called them. The next day, the rulers, elders, and teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas the high priest was there, and so were Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and the other men of the high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them, by what power or what name did you do this? Then Peter, in verse 8, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of the people, if you are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a cripple and are asked how he was healed, then know this. You and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stand before you healed. He is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the capstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that this man had been with Jesus. Peter was already baptized with the Holy Spirit, but for the new emerging task, he needed to be refilled to overflowing to face the high authority that persecuted them. Another example is when Paul faced the Jewish sorcerer in Acts chapter 13, who opposed him and tried to turn the proconsul from the faith. Acts chapter 13, verse 6 to 12, we can read about that. They traveled through the whole island until they came to Paphos. There they met a Jewish sorcerer and false prophet named Bar-Jesus, who was an attendant of the proconsul Sergius Paulus. The proconsul, an intelligent man, sent for Barnabas and Saul because he wanted to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for that is what his name means, opposed them and tried to turn the proconsul from the faith. Then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked straight at Elymas and said, "You are a child of the devil and an enemy of everything that's right. You are full of all kinds of deceit and trickery. Will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord? Now the hand of the Lord is against you. You are going to be blind, and for a time you will be unable to see the light of the sun." Immediately, mist and darkness came over him, and he groped about, seeking someone to lead him by the hand. When the proconsul saw what had happened, he believed, for he was amazed at the teaching about the Lord. Paul was already baptized with the Holy Spirit, but for the emerging threat that came against them from hell and from the power of darkness through that sorcerer and false teacher, Paul needed to be refilled again to overflowing to handle the situation. In the same way, you may pass right now also through hardships and trials that oppose you, oppress you, and try to push you away from being effective. Don't allow trials, persecution, tiredness, sickness, or discouragement to make you dry. You need to rise again against these compressing circumstances. Kneel down. Ask the Lord to refill you again with the Holy Spirit to face and deal victoriously against all this power of the dark. You must also know, in addition to that, sin, worries, worldliness also will cause you to be dry. Therefore, you need to repent from that and renounce all your sins so that the Lord will refill you again to be effective and productive for His glory and to be an instrument and witness for the Lord. Kneel down. Let's all kneel down at the feet of Jesus. And those who have not yet baptized, tell Him, "Lord, baptize me with the Holy Spirit. Fill me with the Holy Spirit." And those who have been filled with the Holy Spirit and get dried because of pressure, trials, persecution, or because of sin, kneel at the feet of Jesus, renounce your sin and repent, and tell Him, "Lord, forgive me, O God, my shortcoming and my sin. Fill me with the Holy Spirit, Lord,
And lead me, O God, in the way, Lord, that you want me to be, O God. Lord, I desire your power and your gift in my life, O God. Restore me, Lord, and fill me, O God, with your Spirit. Fill me, Lord. I break all power of darkness, of sickness, of hell, of witchcraft, of Satan. I break it all in the name of Jesus. Lord, empower your church and empower your people. Those who kneel down at your feet in repentance and asking help, fill them, Lord, with the Holy Spirit. Fill them, O God, so that they can testify with boldness the gospel of Jesus Christ. Raise up, O God, more workers, more people filled with your Holy Spirit, so they can be a witness to you, O Lord. Thank you, O God. Thank you for your word to us. Take this message, O Lord, and use it mightily, O Lord, and bring it to those who are in need to hear that message. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.